So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a final call for you down in Miami. There's not going to be a sweep in the Eastern Conference Finals, unlike the Western Conference. Because the Boston Celtics actually won a game. Tonight, to avoid elimination in Miami, the Celtics beat the Heat. The final score, 116-99. We'll talk about that game momentarily. A matter of fact, in a few seconds, you will hear from Jason Tatum. He just spoke to TNT about the victory. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to hour number one, because I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And to open up the show, we talked about this this false idea. Well, I think it's false. I think it's a false idea that LeBron James is just going to wake up and decide to quit the NBA after being swept by the Denver Nuggets. We talked about the game that just concluded. As we continue on with the evening, the NFL is going to change up some rules. Roger Goodell is not going anywhere. And then if LeBron James decides to come back to LA, which I think he will, there's some other point guard opportunities or possibilities. And they don't all include Kyrie Irving. I'll explain. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you are a human being, if you use the internet, and hopefully not for purposes of jackassery, you can find me. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And right before we went to break, we did have to discuss this. And I said there's about 5, 10, 15, 20 seconds left in the game, and now it's a final. Boston won tonight, 116-99. Always pretty fun when the Miami Heat are cooked at the end of a game because the fans leave. And when you have to take a look at those bright red seats, it's pretty obvious that the fans have exited the building and they got no hope in the squad. And so after winning three consecutive games, after putting the screws to the Boston Celtics, the Celtics fight back tonight, and they go up to Boston. For one night at minimum, they live to see another day. And the Boston Celtics, they were led by who else? Jason Tatum. Tonight he had a good game. This was the good version of Jason Tatum. 34 points. 11 rebounds, 7 assists, He was 5 of 9 from deep. Every Celtics starter was in double figures. Horford, 12. Smart, 11. White, 16. Brown, he's still crap from downtown. He was 1 of 5. But Brown had 16 points. And then Grant Williams, he had 14 points for tonight. Meanwhile, Jimmy Butler, not the greatest of games. 9 of 21 from the field. 1 of 4 from deep, although he had 29 points. Bam Adebayo, MIA, only 10 points and 5 rebounds. And this is what it boiled down to. Tonight, the Miami Heat, they didn't have enough offense to get the job done. Not without a shadow of a doubt. And if we have to think about how this game started, the Heat led after the first quarter 29-23. After one quarter, Jimmy Butler had 9 points. At halftime, the Heat led 56-50. But then we moved on into the third quarter, and the Boston Celtics outscored the Heat 38-23. This was not the result that they wanted. We know they wanted to close things out at home. And as the game progressed, the Celtics started getting busy. Don't ask me where they were for the first three games, but tonight in Miami, I guess they were rejuvenated by South Beach. Well, they started putting in buckets. I told you about that third quarter. At one point, they went on a 16-0 run. Marcus Smart, I want you to listen to this, courtesy of the Celtics Radio Network. He was out there. He knocked down a three in that third.
Tatum to the left side of the floor. Shot clock at 10. Cross court. Marcus Smart. He's due. Three in the air. Got it. Timeout Eric Spoelstra. A 16-0 Boston run. Marcus Smart is finally on the board. And with this thing teetering on the brink of disaster, the Celtics suddenly had their largest lead of game four. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Boston 68, Miami 61.
Yeah, unfortunately, for Heat fans, this was a disaster because they didn't close them out. And it's not like the bleeding stopped in the third after that 16-0 or 16-0 run. The Celtics kept it going. Jaylen Brown, who has just been complete garbage, knocking down outside shots in the fourth quarter, he said, I don't got to take a three when I could come through with a slam.
Screen from Adebayo, and his three blocked from behind by Derek White. Tatum passes on the loose ball. Bounce pass lead. Al Horford for Jaylen Brown. No! Dives in and flushes hard on Bam Adebayo. Timeout, Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, they sandwiched him. Oh, that was a pancake in his face with no syrup.
Hey, Shep, you ever had a pancake in the face with no syrup?
I've had a pancake in the face with syrup, but not without syrup. How about you?
I have to think about it. I gotta jog my memory. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind a Finals MVP narrating it, though.
But it was Maxwell?
Yes. Cornbread.
Pancake in the face with no syrup?
He can do whatever he wants when I'm eating. That guy is a legend.
What happens when Jason Tatum hits a three to extend the lead some more? Is that a pancake, or we got to wait to hear what he says?
We can wait to hear what he says, but the reality is he can do really well when no pressure's on, JR.
Well, let's see what he says, or maybe not.
Tatum with the swagger, crossover, step back three!
I love this. You're making this place a little bit more uncomfortable. 9-0. Take that with you, Pat Riley.
9-0 Boston run and another timeout taken by Eric Spoelstra as the Celtics have pushed the lead to 14 with 7:52 to go.
What did he say about Pat Riley? He want to fight Pat Riley? What did he say?
Take that with you, Pat Riley.
Take that with you?
At least so.
Oh, yeah, wow. Win, lose, or draw, I'm sure Pat Riley goes to a very nice house down in Miami. I don't know if I'd say anything about Mr. Riley. So Jason Tatum knocks down that three. And then Marcus Smart had that big three. We just heard it in the third quarter. He extended this ass-whooping in the fourth. Listen to this.
Here comes Marcus up the left side of the floor. Celtics by 14. Marcus drop back to Tatum. Tatum, one dribble return to Marcus Smart. Left side three. Got it!
Ooh, all them deuces was cooking you. They were sticking forks in you.
Jason Tatum comes back in the game, and the Celtics score 12 straight. They lead by 17 with 7-11 to go in game four.
How could you listen to him on the radio and take him seriously? But it's great. It's excellent. That is excellent radio, what he's doing over there. And he's not doing anything. He's just being himself. I love it. Jason Tatum, step back, making the game 112-95. Things are out of reach. I'm just enjoying the commentary right now. Listen to it.
Please come to Boston, is what the Celtics have said to the Heat tonight. Tatum stepped back in the corner, long two, bounces in. And the Celtics finally get a leprechaun bounce. Tatum up to 33 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists.
Well, that was disappointing. I guess he needed a drink of water. I was sad. Maybe he joins in on the final call, also courtesy of the Celtics radio network.
In the final seconds will tick off the clock. Tonight was never going to be about the series. It was never about the matchups. Tonight was about the Celtics showing their heart, playing with pride. They did it, and they roar from behind, and they send a message to the Miami Heat that we're not done yet. The final score in game four, Boston 116, Miami 99. The series is going back to Boston.
Yawn, 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 yawn. I mean, well, damn, come on now. Celtic pride and Heat Nation. Like, what other marketing slogans can we come up with? Do we need any more? I don't think so. The Celtics came out. I've been saying this for weeks. They're the more talented team, except for tonight, they actually played like a team. The Miami Heat might be playing more disciplined. They might be tougher. They might be more cohesive as a team. The Celtics got more talent. And so when Tatum can wake up and roll out of bed and say, here's 33 points, not too shabby. Jason Tatum, he spoke to TNT's Ali LaForce after the game, and this is how that conversation went.
Take that with your bet, Raleigh.
Jason, congratulations on the win. How big is the weight that has been lifted off of your shoulders?
We're down 3-0. We ain't put too much pressure on ourselves. Just got try to take it one game at a time. We wasn't thinking about winning four in a row tonight. We just trying to save our season and win tonight, and we did that.
Shots just weren't falling this series. The fourth quarter in particular was frustrating for you. What did you guys catch, and what did you find tonight? And now that you have it, what can we look forward to?
I think, you know, all series, I think we've been generating good shots. You know, it's a make or miss league. Sometimes they just don't go in. But tonight, you know, we play with pace, purpose, and we're getting stops, and we're getting out in transition. You know, you see layups and free throws go in, the jump shots start to feel a lot easier.
Oh, they sandwiched him. Oh, that was a pancake in his face with no syrup.
I guess that means dry. I don't know what that means, in all honesty. And so now we move to Boston. Game five. It's going to take place on Thursday. And the Celtics are going to try to move this series to 3-2. We've heard this a lot. 149 times. Let me say this again. 149 times. NBA teams have gone down 0-3 in a series. No team. Zero. Zip. Nunca, never, ever, ever, never before. There's never been a team to come back from down 0-3. And so I'm supposed to believe the Celtics are going to be the ones to do this? I assume somebody one day will do it. Why not them? Isn't this what Russell Wilson runs around and says? Isn't this what Russell Westbrook runs around? Why not me? Why not me? I just think with the Boston Celtics, it has been proven. They're too inconsistent. And Tatum is 100% correct. I can only win one game. I can't come out here and in one game win three. I got to take it one step at a time. I just think the Celtics, they can't stay on one accord long enough to come back and win the series. And so good on the Celtics for winning tonight. But I really think and still believe here, after I thought that they would win this series, at this point, even with a W, the Celtics are wasting everybody's time. This is not the idea for them to have, but for me, hey, please, get the loss over with. Let's get you out of here. Let's take Jimmy Butler in the Heat. Let's throw them in the NBA Finals, and let's get things started next Thursday, June 1st. We don't need all this extra waiting. But good on you for doing it this far. Congratulations, Boston. You're still alive. 116-99, you beat the Heat. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to California and talk to Chris. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Chris.
JR, how you doing tonight?
Very well, man. What's going on?
With the Lakers getting swept, you know, I don't like the Celtics. Let me just first say that. I've never liked them. I can go back to the late 60s, early 70s with my Knicks. You know, Willis Reed and Clyde taking down Cowens and Havlicek, Game 7, 73 at Boston Garden. I don't know if anyone's ever won a Game 7 since then at Boston Garden. And then, you know, we rolled out to L.A., so I got into the Showtime Lakers. You know, and wouldn't you know it, here come the Celtics. And you said Celtic pride before, that cracked me up. I don't know. I think it was the 85 finals, man. You too young, but I saw these four clowns in the Boston Garden holding up Celtic pride with like a picture of Bird in the middle of it. Meanwhile, we got Kareem, 38 years old, taking down the greatest front line of all time for finals MVP, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's, you know, one of the guys I identified to you as, you know, top seven, top five, whatever. Larry Bird's in there. But, like, if they come back and win this series with the Lakers, you know, you heard Joker, every game was close. If the Celtics come back and win this series, man, that's like,
based on what you've seen from the Boston Celtics, and that's a whole lot of up and down and a whole lot of back and forth, do you believe they can consistently put forth three straight games where they're not just crap?
You know, to be totally honest with you, JR, I'm concerned. The talent is there. With Tatum, Brown, if these guys click with these other dudes, you know, I'm still pretty confident, you know, Jimmy Butler and guys, Pat Riley, Spoelstra, they're going to take him down. They got to. But I'm a little concerned, man.
Uh-oh. All right, Chris. Well, I mean, I picked the Boston Celtics to win this series.
Oh, man. Don't tell me that.
No, I picked the Celtics to win this series, but after the first three performances here in this series, I've pretty much figured it to be a foregone conclusion now that the Heat are going to close them out. We just got to see. Hey, Chris, thank you for calling from Cali, man. You be safe.
You too, Jay. Thank you, man.
No doubt about it. I mean, we've seen this. I believe in the Celtics. Are they going to be the first team to come back? I don't think so. Maybe if the Celtics go to the NBA Finals, I know one thing's for sure. Joe Mazzulla will still keep a job. Joe Mazzulla won't be talked about as if he is some bum or a bust off the street as a head coach. He gonna get some love. It's always good when you win. And when you lose, the coach is always the scapegoat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. And speaking of coaches, two coaches just spoke. Eric Spoelstra from the Miami Heat. Joe Boring, Crazy, Sarcastic Mazzulla from the Celtics. He just spoke. And we're going to hear from them on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, they sandwiched him. That was a pancake in his face with no syrup. Take that with you, Pat Riley.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift, and I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The Boston Celtics, they avoid elimination tonight, beating the Heat in Miami. The final score, 116-99. Jason Tatum, we saw the good version of him tonight. 33 points, 11 rebounds to go along with 7 assists. He was 14 of 22 from the field overall, and he knocked down 4 of 9 threes. He leads the way. Jimmy Butler, yeah, he had 29 points on 9 of 21 shooting. Not the greatest of nights from the field overall. And Bam Adebayo was only able to contribute 10 points and 5 rebounds. I want you to hear from both coaches, because I think, as you can gather, there would be and there are some discrepancies as to how they saw the games take place. Let's go to the winner first. Because when he's losing, which he's done a lot this series, Joe Mazzulla sounds miserable. He answers questions at the press conference like he is in the waiting room at the dentist office. And so he was asked, "Hey, man, things finally went well. They went your way. What happened in that fourth quarter?"
I thought the guys were very connected.
The fourth quarter hadn't been kind to Jason coming into tonight, but obviously got going offensively. What was the difference for him in the fourth quarter?
Our spacing was good. Our intentionality was good on what we were running and how we were attacking. And just thought he got to his spots and made the right play.
Coach, after such a necessary victory for you guys, both for the series and emotionally, can you describe the state of the locker room now that this victory has come to kind of refresh everything for you guys?
I mean, the way it's been the majority of the season, and so I think that that's important. And then just have an understanding is, like, we can't relax. You know, we have to keep the same level of intensity, the same mindset, same focus for the next game.
Oh, my God. It's like Bill Belichick just said, "Hey, man, here's the handbook. Study it. Study it well." Ugh. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Polo is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief show.
What's up, JR? How you doing tonight?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Man, like, I'm not no hater or nothing, but I really don't like the Nuggets, man. Like, the NBA is so biased, bro. Like, they act like Joker is so great, but he got a great bunch of players around him. Like, when Westbrook was doing a triple-double, I respected more because a point guard is not supposed to get 10 rebounds.
Wait, Polo. I want to encourage you to do something, okay? Are you ready? You listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
Go back and look at the inefficiency of Russell Westbrook's triple-doubles. It has nothing to do with his size. Go back and look at his percentages, and go back and look at how many games they have won. Nikola Jokic,
okay,
for all of his triple-doubles, the man is actually winning games. He is not chasing or hunting. He's not jacking up shots. He's not accumulating numbers. He's been in a good position to win over the past few years, and now he actually has dudes who can knock down a shot. And so whether Nikola Jokic has to go out there and score 40 points, or whether he has to score 25 and he passes the ball 17 times and grabs 12 rebounds, it just seems that he is playing and dominating the game in a positive way as opposed to just dominating the basketball and utilizing his athleticism, which is something that I feel Russell Westbrook did. And I would think the numbers would back me up on that.
But listen, Westbrook did not have the squad around him. If you, as soon as he passed the ball, they're going to shoot it and then make it. Westbrook didn't have the scores around him. And, like, it's easier for a center to get a triple-double if he got scores around him.
Whoa. Polo. No, Polo. Name when you think of players who accumulate triple-doubles, go ahead, name some players. Go ahead, name some. When you think about the list of players who have some of the most triple-doubles of all time in NBA history, it's not supposed to be point guards. Name some. Who's at the top of the list? Name some.
You got Oscar Robertson. You got
No. Let's go through this. So Oscar Robertson, what position did he play?
I think he played a two or a three.
Okay. So at Polo, I don't think there's any more of a conversation we could have here. I'm sorry. Hey, go look up what positions accumulated the most triple doubles, and then we can come talk. Okay. Okay, thank you, Polo. Hey, Shep, I feel bad. I feel terrible, Shep.
Why's that?
Because he called me up and then he wanted to tell me about something. He didn't even know what he was talking about.
Well, the good news is we have, you know, it's funny. We had a Polo. We're going to have a Marco very soon.
Hey, I like Marco.
Thank God for that Marco and not that Polo.
The man, but no, but Shep.
Right.
The man just sat here on the radio with me.
Yes.
And just told me that point. Did I make that up in my brain?
No.
Did he just say that point, it's easier for a center to have a triple-double than a point guard? That's what he said, right?
You see, okay.
No.
I'm not trying to get warped in his world.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I don't know if he articulated as well as you just did, but that's the point he was making. Yes.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said it's easier for a center in the NBA to have a triple-double than a point guard. And I said, well, let's go through this.
Sure.
Let's take a look at some of the individuals and players who have the most triple-doubles in NBA history. And at number one on the list, it's a point guard.
Sure.
Russell Westbrook. And number two on the list.
It's a point guard. Right.
He just named Oscar Robertson.
Right. Who's not a two or a three like Polo.
Who he told me was a shooting guard and a small forward.
Right.
That's not accurate. He was a point guard. Number three on the list. He was a gigantic point guard. His name is Magic Johnson.
From East Lansing.
At number four on the list. It's a small forward. And a point guard tied, it's some guy named LeBron James and someone that I very much know being a point guard. His name is Jason Kidd. Like, just let's slow down here.
JR, here's the thing, though. What maybe the point he was trying to make, I don't think he succeeded in doing so.
Be careful here.
I will be. Listen, you know the history of the game. When a player puts his mind to it from the center position, because of his vision and his height, and if you count blocks, even though they didn't back in the day, you tell me this, who is the all-time leading triple-double in a playoff run? Who has the most playoff triple-doubles in a single postseason run? This is where I think he was trying to go. I'm just trying to see his perspective.
No, get the hell out of here. Why are you putting in logic for what is it? Will Chamberlain?
You damn right it is.
And you think no, hell no. If he wanted to evoke the name of Will Chamberlain,
right?
He would have did it.
Got it.
He wouldn't have said in a blanket statement, listen, Shep, don't make 1 + 1 = 8, okay? This is not what came out of that man's mouth.
Sure.
He just said it's easier for a center to have. He wasn't thinking about no damn Wilt Chamberlain.
Got it.
So please stop.
Okay. It's funny because he was kind of making a legitimate argument that, like, if you are a skilled big, because blocks come easier than steals.
He did not. No. Okay. We're not doing this.
All right. Fair enough. But
I will say. No.
The only thing I'm going to say is this. And I know that's a promise. The thing about Nikola Jokic is he is the greatest point center in the history of the sport.
Okay, we know that. So you have to say nothing else. We know that already.
There you go.
The man who just called up didn't say any of that. He told me it's easier for a center to have a triple-double.
Was that Kendrick Perkins who was calling up, by the way?
No, that man's name was Polo.
Okay, got it, because it seems like
he has
a lot of
nothing
hate.
To do yeah. with the man who's about to deliver to us the newsflash. Hey, Marco, your last name ain't Polo, is it?
No, it isn't.
Hey, I actually know your last name.
Mm.
It's Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. You got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The Boston Celtics, they stay alive. They live to play another day. They'll be back at it Thursday night in Boston, Massachusetts. Let's see if they can pick up another game, another win, and move this series to 3-2. That's all everybody always says, right? You just got to win one. You just win one. Well, that's what the Boston Celtics did tonight. And Joe Mazzulla, he spoke. We heard from him on the other side of the break. Eric Spoelstra just spoke as well. Knowing that they lost, he detailed what went wrong. Tell me, Eric, what happened?
I guess the offensive, I don't know how to say it, stagnant. There's another word for that. But we were a little bit stagnant offensively. That kind of led to a lot of that lack of flow, both ends.
And that's a good point, Spo, just that the second half overall, when you see the shots aren't falling and that recipe of the turnovers, too, just what stands out to you from that, too? Does that affect the flow, too, offensively for the Heat?
Yeah, well, both teams pride themselves on winning the possession games. I have not glanced at this closely enough, but I think categorically they won the possession game. They won the transition game. They won the three-point game. They won the free-throw game, and they definitely won the rebounding game. That's tough to overcome. Now, even us, we can find ways to win, even if we lose all those, but that's not a good recipe.
Well, thank you, Coach Spoelstra. Let's see what they can do up in Boston. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Steve is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steve?
Yes, sir. I absolutely agree. The Boston Celtics live to fight another day. But the reason why I called, JR, I need to consult your wisdom on a touchy subject concerning my neighbor here.
Wait. Your neighbor? You want JR wisdom about your neighbor?
Well, you know, I'm here in Palm Springs, and I've always hoped that he would come by for a round of golf, LeBron James, because I would ask him, hey, LeBron, has Michael Jordan ever been swept in the playoffs?
The answer is yes. Not in a four-game series here, no. Only in a five-game.
Yes, sir. Four-game series.
Three out of five. Yes.
Yes, sir. Pure sweep is what I meant. Four straight, pure sweep is what I meant. So
that's never happened to Jordan.
You know, JR, we've had that conflict over there for a while, you know, about the GOAT and who's the greatest of all time. And that argument is probably still going on. But listen, I absolutely appreciate you. I appreciate your show. And you got the knowledge and you got the wisdom, brother. Keep on keeping on.
Well, thank you, Steve. I haven't had to share JR wisdom in quite some time. I don't know if I answered your question, but I'm always here if you need some JR wisdom, okay?
Yes, sir. Come on down to Palm Springs. We'll play around the golf.
Oh, well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. I I think there's a million other things I'd rather do in Palm Springs, but why not? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rodney, he's calling from Baltimore. It's not Palm Springs. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rodney?
Not at all. Not at all. It's not Palm Springs. I was just laughing at your buddy in there trying to defend that guy Polo. That guy sounds as if he matriculated at the Jeffro Bodine School for Idiots. You have to consider the source. Man, Djokovic is a stone-cold killer. You have never seen – I have never seen nothing like this, and I've been watching basketball since we only had three channels. This man, he just performs, and you barely notice him out there sometimes, you know. And I don't think he's played his best game in the playoffs yet. I think that he might wind up with 50, 30, and 20, and probably 10 blocks.
Wow.
He's capable of it. The guy is an anomaly.
We've already seen him have a 30-20 game. So, I mean, I don't think anything would surprise me after that, Rodney, but I hear you.
No doubt. It's nugget time.
Nugget time. Thank you, Rodney.
Yes, sir. If
I put Nugget Time on a T-shirt and walk around with it outside, I think I'd get arrested. Nugget Time. I don't think that would fly. Hey, Chef, I'm going to get you a T-shirt. It's going to say Nugget Time.
I appreciate that, JR.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that one.
Nugget Time. Hey, Dow is calling from Texas. Hey, Dow, your Nugget Time T-shirt is in the mail. How you feel about that?
Hey, man, I just wanted to follow up on Polo, man. He needs Marco in his life because he's lost.
Yeah, he needs to be found. I understand.
Yeah, he needs to be found, man. The Joker's doing things that when you start comparing him, his numbers, it's Wilt and nobody else. And, you know, I would challenge the fact that most centers, when they get triple-doubles, it has something to do with blocks. And for Joker not looking to score first, and I'm a diehard Laker fan. And much love for the Joker, man. He's doing things that probably should have been a third time in a row MVP.
Do you really think being a Laker fan, or what do you want? You hear this about or from LeBron about his future. You really think this man going to give it up? You expect him back, right?
Yeah, he's coming back, man. And honestly, I think there's something about Kyrie being in those games. If they can keep those two or three of those kids they got, Reeves, Hachimura, they keep those kids and do something, I think they got a shot next year. But I think it's going to take something like a Kyrie to get in there, for him to get his head right. And I think he's got some remorse about leaving Cleveland the way he did.
Well, he pretty much said he, you know, I think they both kind of resent how things ended. That was more so Kyrie Irving wanted to leave and vacate the building. It's tough. I wouldn't be shocked if LeBron James just said, I'll see you guys. You know, my first day will be Christmas. So we just have to see
how
that works
out. Well, you know, you get him in there with them young kids, he doesn't have to play. He can still take his time off. And, you know, he doesn't have to be ball dominant.
Yeah, we'll see in due time. Hey, Daryl, thank you for calling from Texas. You're hey, Shop, what's it called? Nugget Time?
Nugget Time.
Yes.
Yeah, Daryl, your Nugget Time T-shirt is in the mail, okay?
Right on.
All right, thank you, Daryl. If I see somebody wearing a Nuggets Time T-shirt in the street, oh, man, I'm going to give him a weird look. Somebody who deserves a weird look tonight is Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo is supposed to be the second most reliable asset and star for the Miami Heat. Not tonight. Bam Adebayo played a lot of minutes. He played 35 minutes. He was only able to come up with 10 points and 5 rebounds. That's not going to cut it. And Bam Adebayo, throughout this, at least this series, it's like, hey, there's Bam. What do I expect from him? Oh, easy. He's getting me, I don't know, 20 points? Is he grabbing a bunch of rebounds? He's playing defense? Not tonight. Bam Adebayo stunk. And Bam Adebayo was asked, how the hell did you allow this Celtics team to give up all these threes? Tonight, they turned things around. The Celtics were 18 of 45 from deep. That's 40%. This is what Bam had to say.
Bam, you guys doing such a good job through the first three games, really keeping them off the three-point line and limiting those shots. What went differently tonight, whether they were able to get hot from there?
I mean, what went differently? They made shots. They shot 50 from the field and 40 from three. And this is, you know, we always said the last one to get is the hardest one to get. So we knew coming in this game they was going to be desperate. And now we got to finish business in Boston.
Oh, finish it? Okay. All right, go up there on Thursday, get the job done. All right, I'll wait and see. And then Bam was asked about himself. I told you about the crap game that he had. What type of all-star wakes up and says, hey, guys, I got 10 points and 5 rebounds for you? Nobody that's a real all-star. Bam Adebayo said, yeah, I sucked.
You know, I have 4 turnovers. Only shot the ball 7 times. So, yeah, I missed 2 free throws back-to-back. So, for me, man, next game's I got to be better.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, if you want to go to the NBA Finals again, yeah, we know. Ike is calling from Memphis. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ike?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind? Quickly.
Hey, I just got one thing, man. Who would you compare the Joker to? My take on him, and I'm going to hang up, is that guy used to play with the Boston Celtics, Kevin McHale. He has a basic fundamental game. He's not flashy at all, but he is a great post-up guy, and he got range. And I just hang up and listen, man. Thanks, you.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Where the hell are you calling from? Thank you so much for calling from Memphis. If you run into Ja Morant, I hope you have a helmet on, but that's a conversation for a different day. No, when you talk about just fundamental basketball, I can understand why you want to make that comparison. But, I mean, damn, the Jokic is just – He's kind of in his own space, in his own realm here. Kevin McHale had the benefit of going out there and playing with Larry Bird, and good on him. Jokic is commanding the offense from end to end. He's out there shooting threes. When Kevin McHale got started in the NBA, the three-point shot was just instituted. Do I need to say more than look at the shot that he made and the move that he made over Anthony Davis last night at the three-point line. We know Kevin McHale, he operated down low. He was able to operate outside of the post, and Jokic is everywhere. And he's moving in ways that he doesn't look like he's supposed to. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to hear from Jimmy Butler, and we'll talk more Nuggets on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.